Today's Jeopardy skit features three of the worst journalists in history. We start off with Ashley Banfield, who got famous during impeachment. You know what that means. Then we got Aaron Brown, who will truly surprise you with his stupidity. Then we have one of the biggest liars in recent history, Ari Fleischer. Alex, why don't you read the categories?
Presidential relatives, the United States of advertising, the Constitution, cable talk, CC me on that, notice the CC's in quotation marks, and finally, proud to be a secretary. Now, on that CC category, each correct response will contain two C's.
Now, Alex, why don't you go take a effing hike, because I never liked you. Ari, you're easily the biggest liar in the room. Why don't you start it off?
I'll start with the Constitution for $200.
These were the Nazi pack of dogs who filed impeachment papers on the best president we ever had in 1998. Ari.
What is the House of Representatives?
Yeah, and I'll bet you loved every minute of it, too, watching that whole charade. Tell me, Ari, were you wearing any pants when you watched the impeachment proceedings? And by the way, which oil company did you work for before you came to Washington? Well, it's not important. Select.
Constitution for 400.
They call this man the father of our country. Aaron Brown.
Who is Thomas Jefferson?
No, Aaron. Thomas Jefferson is the guy on the nickel. He's not the father of our country. Christ. They told me you were stupid. I told them you couldn't be as stupid as they were describing you. But it appears you are. Anyone else want to try this super tough question? Ari.
Who is George Washington?
Yes. Nobody said the Nazis were stupid. Select.
Constitution for 600.
What is the never-elected fraud's most favorite beverage? Ashley.
What is alcohol?
Yes, I see you know this president well. Pick again.
Cable talk for 200, please.
Who used to be the funniest white man in America, but in a matter of a year or so, turned into a bush-filleting monkey whore? Ari.
Who is Dennis Miller?
Yes, he joined Rosie O'Donnell and Dennis Hopper and Neil Young and a whole slew of people you'd normally think were sane, and they just went right Nazi on us. Pick again, you Nazi bastard.
Constitution for 800.
It was the Skull and Bones nickname for George Bush's brain back at Yale. Aaron.
What is Rhode Island?
You are correct, sir.
Constitution for 1,000.
In 1999, a very drunk Dennis Hastert told Time magazine that this many House members were cheating on their wives. Ari.
What is 3/4?
You're right, and that puts another $1,000 in your Nazi pocket. Pick again.
I'll go to proud to be a secretary for $200.
Some people say he will not cross the threshold to your house unless invited and does not cast a shadow. Ari.
Who is Donald Rumsfeld?
Yes, it hardly seems fair. You know these people so well. Pick again.
Proud to be a secretary for $400.
This man appointed himself president after Bush family friend John Hinckley shot President Reagan in 1981. Aaron.
Who is Alexander Haig?
Correct. And could one of you wake Banfield? She's fallen asleep. How much did she drink backstage? Go ahead, Aaron.
Proud to be a secretary for 600.
This elderly woman was photographed dancing naked on top of a table in a bar while her husband was running for the presidency in 1996. Aaron.
Who is Elizabeth Dole?
Yes, those pictures were seen worldwide on BarCop.com. Back again, Aaron boy.
Proud to be a secretary for 800.
Oh, how exciting. It's our daily extra stupid question of the day for you, Aaron. Who was president during the Monroe administration? Come on, I know you can get that one.
Sure. Who's Thomas Jefferson?
You idiot. No, it was Monroe. I can't believe you're this stupid. They told me I didn't believe them, but you really are. What the hell? Pick again.
The United States of Advertising for 200.
It's not Motrin. It's the advanced ibuprofen product. Ashley.
What is Motrin?
I said besides Motrin. Who did you blow to get your job anyway? Aaron.
What is Advil?
Yes. Hey, Banfield, what's it feel like to be more stupid than Aaron Brown?
Cable talk for 400.
This man is the most limp pink tutu in all of television. Aaron.
Who's Alan Colmes?
Correct. Even you couldn't get that one wrong, Aaron Brown. I suggest we celebrate by taking a quick break.
You're doing a superb job. You are a strong Secretary of Defense, and our nation owes you a debt of gratitude.
Okay, Banfield, you're in last place. You pick 'em.
Table talk for 800.
When he got caught lying, this man was made to cry like Bob Dole at Nixon's funeral by our own Al Franken. Aaron.
This is Bill O'Reilly.
Correct. And pick again.
Table talk for 1,000.
This current bedwetter is so insecure he won't ever let anybody answer the question on his show because he's too busy screaming at the top of his lungs. Ashley.
Who is Chris Matthews?
Check out the big brain on Ashley Banfield. Pick again.
I'll take the United States of Advertising for 400, please.
The company that makes this top-selling cigarette was George Bush's biggest contributor besides Enron. Ashley.
What are Marlboro's?
Correct. They gave him millions to hook little kids so they could die of cancer. Pick again, Ashley.
United States of Advertising for 600, please.
When Bush is lying to Native Americans, he gives them this. Ashley.
What is Red Bull?
Yes, but the way you say it, it comes out like a racial slur. Pick again.
United States of Advertising for 800.
Oh, look, it's another extra stupid answer. We've got two of them in Double Jeopardy, and I can't think of anybody more qualified to come up with the question than you, Ashley. Here it is. Some people wear these on their face to keep the sun from bothering their eyes, for instance, at the beach. Think about it now.
What are sunglasses?
Good girl. Pick again.
United States of Advertising for 1,000.
This is what George Bush takes every morning after a night of binge drinking. Ari.
What is aspirin?
Good answer, but it's not what the president takes. Anyone else? Aaron.
What is Alka-Seltzer?
Correct. Funny you knew that and the Nazi didn't. Pick again.
Proud to be a secretary for 1,000.
This department was fought by the Bush administration tooth and nail to prevent it from coming online. Then once it did, the bastard took credit for it. Ari.
What is the Department of Homeland Security?
Correct. And you helped them stage those lies, didn't you? Pick again, Nazi.
Presidential relatives for 1,000.
He was the most crooked president until George W. came along. Ari.
Who is Richard Nixon?
Yes, go again.
Presidential relatives for 800.
This brother of a president put his name on Billy Beer. Ari.
Who is Gerald Ford?
Yeah, right. We all remember the wild antics of Billy Ford. No, it was Billy Carter, you idiot. Pick again.
Stay in that category for 400.
He's one of the greatest actors in the history of Hollywood, and he had relatives related to Abe Lincoln. Ashley.
Is Ronald Reagan?
No, Ashley. I said he was a great actor. You have to listen to the question. What are you, stupid? Aaron.
Who's Tom Hanks?
Correct. Lincoln married into the Hanks family in 1859. Pick again.
Wish that cable thing were still there. Presidential relatives for 200.
This former president and his Rough Riders made up the cavalry at Santiago. Ashley.
Who's Roosevelt?
But which Roosevelt?
FDR.
Yeah, right. And as soon as he was done, he met Stalin and Churchill at Yalta. Jesus, you're stupid.
Oh.
Aaron.
It's Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes, and that brings us to the end of our first round. Boy, you three are stupid. This next bit is a little racy, as they say. I think it was back in February. Conan O'Brien went to Toronto. I don't know if they invited him or he invited himself, but he went to Toronto. And I don't know anything about Canada, but apparently Toronto and Montreal don't get along because Montreal is in Quebec, I'm guessing, and Quebec wants to, I don't know, isn't there Quebec City? Who knows? But Montreal and Quebec, I think, want to secede from Canada. And naturally, the rest of Canada takes that as an insult, so they make fun of them. So when Conan was in Toronto, he knew that saying bad things about Quebec and Montreal would go over big, big, big with this crowd. So he sent Triumph the Insult Comic Dog out to talk to the people, well, to, out to insult the people of Montreal. And he did a very good job. So, and not all of this is going to translate, but I thought we'd do it for historical international relations perspective. So this is Triumph, the insult comic dog, doing his best. He's putting one on Canada. Check this out.
Speaking of that, we've done a lot of humor about Toronto and Ontario, but let's move things along here. There is one Canadian province that people here have some issues with and vice versa, and that's Quebec. Okay. Let me explain. Quebec, they made French their first language. There's been talk for years of splitting off. There's animosity. We thought, let's investigate this and send a correspondent to Quebec City. And who better than Triumph? We sent him to Quebec City during the winter carnival. And it wasn't an easy assignment for Triumph. He had some difficulty. Take a look.
You're French and Canadian, yes. You're obnoxious and dull. Quebec is a great, great place. For me to pop on. I can tell you're French. You know, you have that proud expression, that superior look, and I can smell your crotch from here.
Ricky Martin's
queer.
À Québec, tu ne parles pas français.
Oui, oui, français, français, français. Everything français, right? You're in North America. Learn the language. French, French, français.
Sick of this, right? Sick of the French, yes? I'm going to take back this country now.
Remember me.
Souvenez-vous,
yes.
Moi?
Oui, yes.
Ah, okay.
Okay. So you're French and Canadian.
Alors, vous êtes francophone et canadien.
So that means you're dull and obnoxious.
Yeah. Alors, vous êtes imbécile et niaiseux en même temps.
Oui. Okay.
Oh, yes, I live in Quebec.
I live in Quebec. Good. It's very exciting here. It's kind of like the Bering Strait without the activity.
C'est ici, hein? C'est comme le détroit de Bering sans l'activité, hein?
Okay.
Very good. Good answer. Tell me, does your national health care cover personality implants? Congrats. Smells like my crap. He'll laugh at anything. He's a horny son of a bitch. Look at this. I thought Babar lived in Paris.
On croyait que Babar restait à Paris, demeurait à Paris. Non, c'est pas vrai.
Non, Babar est reconnu internationalement maintenant.
Ah,
on
gratte
totalement de la population.
Et all right, okay. It was just a joke. Yes, okay. Good, yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Are you a separatist?
Êtes-vous séparatiste?
Oh.
Yeah, maybe you should try separating yourself from donuts first.
From donuts?
You son of a bitch. Only one of us is getting warmer and it's not me.
Il y a seulement un monsieur qui se réchauffe ici dans la foule. Juste vous, c'est juste vous.
Your grip is harder than Michael Jackson in Disneyland. Sorry, I need a translator. My French isn't too good.
Excusez-moi, j'ai besoin de quelqu'un pour traduire parce que mon français, c'est pas excellent. Hein?
You know, I only know their basic French expressions like I surrender. Get away from her!
Ah, you speak English. What do you think of Toronto?
Great city.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Just okay. It's not Quebec. It's not Quebecois.
No.
Are you separatist?
Yeah.
Of course.
You want to separate?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh.
100%.
separate. Well, listen closely. Hear that? It's the sound of nobody giving a.
Bart Goff. He's better than a sharp stick in the ear.